In 1933, the year Baba was born and the year Zahir Shah began his 40-year reign of Afghanistan, two brothers, young men from a wealthy and a reputable family in Kabul, got behind the wheel of their father's Ford Roadster. High on hashish and masked on wine, they struck and killed a Hazara husband and wife on the road to Paghman. The police brought the somewhat contrite young men and the dead couple's 5-year-old orphan boy before my grandfather, who was a highly regarded judge and a man of impeccable reputation. After hearing the brothers' account and their father's plea for mercy, my grandfather ordered the two boys to go to Kandahar at once and enlist in the army for 1 year. This despite the fact that their family had somehow managed to obtain them exemptions from the draft. Their father argued, but not too vehemently, and in the end, everyone agreed that the punishment had been perhaps harsh, but fair. As for the orphan, my grandfather adopted him into his own household and told the other servants to tutor him, but to be kind to him. That boy was Ali. Ali and Baba grew up together as childhood playmates, at least until polio crippled Ali's leg, just like Hassan and I grew up a generation later. Baba was always telling us about the mischief he and Ali used to cause, and Ali would shake his head and say, "But Agha Sahib, tell them who was the architect of the mischief and who was the poor laborer." Baba would laugh and throw his arm around Ali. But in none of his stories did Baba ever refer to Ali as his friend. The curious thing was, I never thought of Hassan and me as friends either. Not in the usual sense, anyhow. Never mind that we taught each other how to ride a bicycle with no hands, or to build a fully functional homemade camera out of a cardboard box. Never mind that we spent entire winters flying kites, running kites. Never mind that, to me, the face of Afghanistan is that of a boy with a thin-boned frame, a shaved head, and low-set ears. A boy with a Chinese doll face perpetually lit by a hair-lipped smile. Never mind any of those things, because history isn't easy to overcome. Neither is religion. In the end, I was a Pashtun and he was a Hazara. I was Sunni and he was Shia. And nothing was ever going to change that. Nothing. But we were kids who had learned to crawl together. And no history, ethnicity, society or religion was going to change that either. I spent most of the first 12 years of my life playing with Hassan. Sometimes, my entire childhood seems like one long, lazy summer day with Hassan, chasing each other between tangles of trees in my father's yard, playing hide-and-seek, cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, insect torture, with our crowning achievement undeniably the time we plucked the stinger off a bee and tied a string around the poor thing to yank it back every time it took flight. We chased the Kuchi, the nomads who passed through Kabul on their way to the mountains of the north. We would hear the caravans approaching our neighborhood, the mewling of their sheep, the baaing of their goats, the jingle of bells around their camels' necks. We'd run outside to watch the caravans plod through our streets, men with dusty, weather-beaten faces, and women dressed in long, colorful shawls, beads, and silver bracelets around their wrists and ankles. We hurled pebbles at their goats. We squirted water on their mules. I'd make Hassan sit on the wall of ailing corn and fire pebbles with a slingshot at the camel's rears.